Hello, everybody. I'm doing a little live session on TikTok today. Very relaxed, just chatting to whoever wants to hop in here and to see what's going on with everybody. If anyone has questions or just wants to hang out, chit-chat, things you want me to look into or explore, or if you just want to tell me how much you wish I was not doing that, then that's also okay. You know, we'd also can just play that game too. It's just chill. I hope everyone's having a good Thursday today, and I'm chilling here in the studio and just gonna see what pops up. So thanks to everybody who joins. I was thinking also about just doing some investigating into some crazy stuff that's been going on. Like, I feel like the world has just been popping off recently. I know for those going into the live right now that you can't hear this microphone, but this is mainly for later when I, you know, potentially if something works from this and I want to post clips from it, then I'll have better audio for that. But right now you can probably just hear me from the phone, so I hope it's okay. Otherwise, I hope you guys are doing well. And yeah, let's just chill out for a bit. Let me see. Let me pull up some interesting things going on. If you guys post any questions or any requests for me to look into or commentate on, I am definitely going to check that out. Let's see here. Let's see what's going on. Fred Armisen secretly married 2 years ago? Is that really a big thing? Because I love Fred Armisen. And I'm kind of happy that he had a really private life. I think he's one of the most comedic geniuses to have ever existed on the planet. Ando, thank you so much for the nice comment. Oh yeah, for those who don't know, by the way, I have a tour in October of this year, and thankfully, I'm still consistently surprised by this information, but it did sell out, and hopefully some of you guys were able to get tickets for that, and I'm working really hard to make sure that I have a really great, hour and 10 of just fresh comedy for you, and I hope you enjoy it. If anybody has friends who were able to come to the debut show or the one that I did at the America House in Carolinenplatz here in Munich, then I hope that they left with positive reviews. We have our first question here from Jessica. How did you get a German visa, and will they accept refugees from America? Refugees from America? I got a visa originally as a work visa, actually. So I got a job with a company and got a, well, for, actually, first thing I did was, you know, you have like a 3-month tourist visa. And then within that 3 months, I got what's known as a language learning visa. So that extended my time here in Germany for, I think, 6 more months. So you have 6 months right off the bat, just as, you know, a tourist and as a language learner. And so I think with those 9 months in that time, I found a job, like consistent work, that didn't require me to have like perfect German yet, thankfully. And because of that, I applied, and you know, I had my insurance set up and a phone plan and a place to live, and I had a bank account, and like I did all the bureaucratic stuff that Germans just love. So I spent like the first 2 years, basically, or first year and a half of like living here, just especially at the immigration office. And yeah, the first thing I had was the work visa. But I think there's much easier visas to get, at least by now. Megan says, I lived in Wiesbaden for 6 years and I miss it so much. Where are you now? And when did you leave? If you miss it so much, where are you? Where Megan? Megan? I feel like sounds like an American name. I could be wrong. how long did it take to get the 3-month visa? No, the 3-month thing is just a tourist visa. In Germany, that's just a that's just the standard. I think that's all over Europe, and maybe even a maybe even more countries. I mean, I'm not so educated in that department, but when you just travel as a tourist to Germany, you have 3 months. Thank you so much, Fleur777, for the rose. When you just go to Germany, you get you're allowed to be there for 3 months just as a tourist. So in those 3 months, you can like make a job, you know, you can figure something out. I work in wildlife and am nervous learning the more specialized technical words. Totally understand that. I feel like basically in any specialized industry in Germany, it's going to be more difficult to figure out the terminology. But at the same time, any industry in Germany is going to require you to learn specific words for that world that you're working in. I have a contract with this language learning online school called Lingoda. And when I look at their briefs every month for what they want to talk about, they always specify for people who are learning English that there's like learning general English and then there's learning business English. And I think that's pretty equivalent to, or you can apply that to German and also any industry. Like what you want to, like the general learning of the language to apply to like your, like where you're living and making friends and making relationships. But then the business that you're in, I think has a totally different, you know, thing going on. Joanne, as a German US dual citizen living in the US whose children's German is abysmal, thank you for something. I don't know what you could possibly be thanking me for, but if you're having fun watching what I do, then I'm very grateful. Megan, Texas. I've been here 6 years now. Last time I visited was 4 years ago. Yeah, I mean, if you loved Wiesbaden so much, it's a funny comparison from a town in Germany to Texas. I feel like especially these days, the states, especially the South. I'm also from the South. I got such a dry throat. Born in Mississippi, you know, I tell people I'm from New Orleans because that was where I spent a lot of my time. And I went to school there. So I always say New Orleans because it's easier. But, you know, born in Mississippi, spent a lot of my youth there. And then also in Louisiana, I feel like I have a really good understanding of the South. My parents are very like born and bred Southerners. And I don't know. I feel, despite my own individual issues with living in Germany, obviously I've stayed for a myriad of reasons. And one of those reasons actually over time has become this thing that I didn't anticipate when I moved here, which is just this like a piece that I found, like bureaucratically, which is insane to think about. Joanne, your content's hilarious and allows me to explain cultural differences. Thank you very much. You know, my grandmother's name was Joanne. You might be Joanna. I don't know. But when I think Joanne, it's spelled a little differently, but that was my grandmother's name, actually. Have I heard Texas German? Just this one viral video. This is probably, you might be talking exactly about the same thing. Unless you're just meaning like general, but I just know this one really viral video, that actually I was sending back and forth between, I don't know if you guys know the comedian who's also Tom Segura's wife, Christina Pajitsky, like Christina P is her stage name, but we were, DMing a lot last year before I did her show, and she was obsessed with Texas German, and we would share so many videos, especially this one very particular video with this older lady, and it was so interesting to hear her dialect. Like, for those who don't know, for those who haven't seen it, it's this really interesting video of an older lady, you know, probably in her 70s, maybe even 80s, and she's speaking German like, I mean, genuinely from her heart, that's how she speaks it. That's how she learned to understand it and how her family has raised her to speak it. You can tell that it's legitimate, but it's like, it's so interesting to hear because it's like how my mom sounds, and I love my mom, But this is how my mom sounds speaking English. Like, it's very southern, it's very deep, it's very, I mean, it's not that intense, but like, you know, this, when I think of the southern, like classic southern accent, I think of my family, and not in a negative way, it's just where they're from, and that's how I used to speak as a kid. And this woman is speaking German with this very American southern accent, and it's so fascinating because it almost sounds like a parody. But it's genuinely how she means it and how she views her life. And it's how she views her language and her culture. It's so interesting, I think. Is Germany more boring than the U.S.? That's a difficult question. I feel like that's really subjective. Is Germany more boring? I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think it depends. I think just like with everything else, pretty much in the whole world, it depends on the people that you're spending time with, and it depends on what city you're in. It depends what your interests are. I mean, the U.S. is an enormous location. Like, what a huge place, right? There's you could never put a label on. I think it's smart to not put a general label on the entirety of the U.S. based off of how one party or votes, or how one, you know, event leans politically or whatever. It's such an enormous place that you will find literally everything, every type of person, every type of thing. It's a, you know, cities like New Orleans or New York, they are enormous melting pots of cultures, and it's really hard to answer a question like that. So, because I think of Berlin in the same way that I think about cities like, maybe not New York, but I think of Berlin the same way that I might think about New Orleans, where I think people go there to find themselves. And some people find that their path has taken them there for the long run. I think some people are drawn to Berlin, you know, maybe sometimes for the short run, for like a quick sort of identification discovery phase in their youth, and they might go to Berlin to, you know, make friendships, discover themselves, have some good partying, you know, possibly just educate themselves on different things, and then they leave. And I think that's very similar to New Orleans. But there's also people who go there and realize, like, this is where I'm meant to be. And I think the same way that Berlin has a lot of really fun things you can do, New Orleans also has, like, a lot of diverse, really fun things you can do. From the very small, simpleton, and I don't mean that negatively, but like a simple life, southern sort of thing you can do, like fishing on the bayou, to the, you know, going to this nightclub taking place at 2 a.m. at the New Orleans Museum of Art. Like, that spectrum is pretty wide. And I think Berlin is really similar in the way that it offers a very wide spectrum of things you can do to engage different urges that you are experiencing as a young person. And sometimes that requires that you stay there, you know, occasionally for the rest of your life. So, is something more boring than the other? Impossible to answer. Absolutely impossible to answer. If you're bored, maybe you're not in the right phase or the right city, and you have to go somewhere else. I hope that makes sense. I understand where you're coming from, but I think that's really hard to answer. Excuse my giant American water bottle here. This is so typical of Americans, right? This is so huge. 1,500 milliliters. This is 1.5 liters here. Oh, yeah. As a European 22-year-old, I can say I would be bored out of my mind in the States. But, I mean, look, you're 22, man. Like, you're probably going to be bored anywhere where there's not a good party going on. Do you really think if you went to Manhattan or Brooklyn or Portland or Austin or LA, could you really say that you'd be bored? I mean, the thing is, like, I see where you're coming from, but you can't know that. You know what I mean? I could generalize and say, I think I would be bored in, like, you know, on the Bodensee, or, you know, I could be bored, you know, in Stuttgart or something. But I don't know that. I could go there and meet two really cool people that show me the night of my life. And maybe I would leave that experience thinking, oh, best city ever. Best city in Germany, you know? I think, you're 22, and I think, you know, you have the opinions based on the experiences that you've had, so I see where you're coming from. But you can't, like, if there's anything you can take away from this, it's I hope that it's just, you have to experience something before you can generalize or, like, have a concrete opinion on it, because it's simply the fact that you just don't know. Like, how could you know that? You know what I mean? Like, it's just what you see from the internet. And I've been guilty of that too. Like, quick generalizations, you know, quick opinions, and then actually experiencing it and being like, oh, maybe that's not so bad, you know? Roadfell Fox says, I have a 2-liter chug jug. Well, cheers to you, man. Heike says that the best city, I'm assuming, in Germany is Nuremberg. Well, I'm sure that's up for discussion. I do like it, though. But, I mean, it's, you know, what's a funny thing about Germany, too, is it's pretty similar when you travel in the States as well, where wherever you're going, when you, let's say, like, I used to tour a lot as a musician, and when I would tell people in Leipzig that I was, that I had just come from Munich, and that I was about to go to, let's just say, Berlin, right, that people in Leipzig would say, ugh, Munich, with all those boring, spießig, rich people, that city sucks, and you're gonna go to Berlin with all those hippie, you know, disgusting, smelly, whatever, people, like these, you know, grungy people that don't shower and they don't have jobs. Blah, why would you ever want to go there? Leipzig is the place to be. And then I would go to Berlin, and then Berlin, you know, the people in Berlin, oh, thank you so much for the roses. Oh, hey, thank you so much. I would go to Berlin, and the people in Berlin would say, where did you come from? And they would say, I would say, like, oh, well, I just came from Leipzig. And I'm going to go to, I don't know, let's say Hamburg next. And they'd go, oh, you came from Leipzig, Eastern Germany? Oh, I don't know about that, man. That's pretty tough. That's a pretty weird place with weird Germans. They behave strangely, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, in their opinion. And then they'd say, oh, you're going to go to Hamburg? They have the worst beer, and, you know, the only thing going for them is the fresh fish sandwiches at the port in the morning, blah, blah, blah. And, like, literally every single place that I would go to on that journey all around Germany was the same experience. Where I'm going sucks, where I came from sucks, and the place I am is the best place in Germany. And literally every single city in Germany said the same thing. So after, like, three cities, you're like, well, I guess I know how this is gonna go. Thank you, Chris, very, 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 very much for the roses. That's really nice, man. You didn't have to do that. Thank you so much for sending all the roses. Your favorite place is Winneden. Winneden. Winneden? Winneden. Let me check out where that is. Winned. A town in Germany. Let's see where that is. I do not know where this city is. Eigentlich, ich weiß nicht warum. No, not wo, not warum. Wohin? Let's see, Winneden. That is near Stuttgart. Okay. Yeah, you're right there. I've never been there before. Yeah. Okay. I see you. Yeah, I'm assuming that's where you're from. I love Leipzig. It's not too small and not too big. It's just right. That's what I mean. You know, like, it's, yeah, I liked it too. I think every city in every, you know, West, I mean, I can only speak for westernized countries because I've never had the opportunity thus far to travel to the East, but at least for, you know, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, France, and of course the States. I've sadly never been to South America. I've sadly never been to Canada, which is insane to me, But for the places that I have been, these countries all have like several cities where you're like, you can have a good time. You can have a really good, fun time. It's like, I think it's the same as like making committed friendships and relationships in college. Meaning that it really just depends who you're with. Like, you could go to the most, in your opinion, the most exciting city in the world. But if you're with like two absolute dipshits, if you're with two losers who are just negative and they only complain and they only take you to the worst place because they don't care, then you're going to have the worst time. You're going to have the worst time. So, I mean, and I've been to like dump truck towns with like two or three of the most wonderful people in the world. And I've gone to dive bars where it's only like truckers, nothing against truckers, but just like, you know, going to like a cheap, dirty dive bar where they just serve like whatever gutter whiskey's coming out of the toilet with some cheap PBRs and had the best time. It just genuinely depends on who you're with. As with a lot of things, it just depends who you're with. Like, life is basically a whole big journey of who are you with? You know, if you're happy, if you're comfortable, if you're encouraged, if you're confident, if you're influenced, if you're safe, you know, it's about who you're with. Randomly, Chris says, no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes. The quote I've like ingrained this so much into my psyche, thanks to living in Germany for a while now, that I almost feel like it's something I would never do it, but I feel like it would be something that I would borderline have tattooed on me, because it would be something that I've like, it is something that I like, I know, you know, like I know it, you know, it's something so deeply ingrained in my world. Guys, what small town or village or city in Germany are you guys from that I should look up? Because Vinenden or Vinenden, I've never heard of that. So where do you guys want me to look up? I'll pull it up and check out where you guys are from. Sidra, du bist doch nicht aus Zucker. Das stimmt, Sidra. Das stimmt. Ja, du hast recht. Vinenden. I mean, this says Vinenden, and you're saying Vinenden. I'm just saying, I think Google might have it right. Sidra says Dessau. Let's check out where Dessau is from. Where is Dessau? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Speaking of Leipzig, not so far away. You've got, let's see here. You've got Tauche, Rakwitz, Schkeuditz, Wiedemar, Sandersdorf, Landsberg. Oh my God, what is that? Raugun-Jesnitz, Bitterfeld-Wolfen. And Dessau-Roslau. Beautiful, beautiful. Soph, I haven't been on your FYP since forever. Sometimes the algorithm just switches things up. You know, it's a shame, because if people like things or they follow people, I wish it was just like more regular. But that happens with me too. Like, I'm an active user of TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, and sometimes people that I follow or enjoy, I just don't see them for a while, and then I think, oh, did they take a break from making content? And then I realize, like, oh shit, they have like 30 new videos, and I've just not seen them. It's insane. Kit, where were you? where was I, where am I now, or where was I when? What's been the German reaction to the assassination attempt? I honestly don't know. I mean, I think it's very... The good thing about German news and German media is that it's mostly extremely unbiased, clear as day news. Like, fact. You know, like reading a science book about, like, you know, what kind of rock we're looking at. Like, this happened. This was the reaction on this side. That was the reaction on this side. That's what happened, you know? So it's hard for me to say exactly what a general reaction is. I think a lot of people are worried about NATO. People are worried about, you know, the future of the EU and about, you know, the Paris Agreement and stuff like that. But I think generally, as with... You know, I'm not going to talk about politics after this sentence, but whatever side you're on, whatever, you know, party you want to lean towards, I think everyone has their own right to believe whatever they want to do and whatever they want to do. But from what I understand, everybody, especially, you know, everybody has the feeling of, well, that was really crazy and that shouldn't have happened. You know, I mean, I think everybody can just... You know, as far as I can, as much as the sense I can get is like, you know, everyone pretty much goes, well, that was crazy. You know, let's see here. I didn't see you on my FYP for a really long time, so I thought you were gone. You thought I quit? That sucks. I hate when it doesn't like keep things updated, you know, quick enough where you can see that things are still continuing on. But like I said, that happens with me too, just like as a fan of other content creators and other, you know, comedians and stuff. I don't know sometimes when things change or where people go or what they're doing, but sometimes it's just the algorithm. Let's see. Jordan, have you been to Quedlinburg? Let's see where this is, shall we? Quedlinburg. Let's see where this is. Where is this indeed? Oh, also not too far from Leipzig. You've got Halle. You've got Bamberg. And right over there next to Halberstadt, you've got Quedlinburg. That's, no, I've never been there. I've literally never been there. There's so many places I've never been. I've been to Chemnitz for some reason. I've been to Dresden. I've been to Görlitz. Can I see? Oh, yeah, there's Görlitz right there on the line. Right there on the Czech border. Is Görlitz. I remember playing a small show at like a college when I was just doing like acoustic one-man shows, and I got hired for some college, you know, festival, some summer fest, and I stayed at some Eastern German guy's apartment, and it was a you know, everyone was very nice, but it was a very strange arrangement. And I remember playing that show and felt like I had stepped into some sort of alternate reality. And then that was my first experience realizing that there is sort of a cultural difference between Western German mentalities and Eastern German mentalities. No one's not nice. It's just different worlds. You know, it's just very, very, very different. Like, you know, yeah, different infrastructure, different mentalities, different ways of thinking about things. I thought like, oh, I am kind of, maybe they don't want me here, even though they hired me to be here because I'm being really friendly and really smiley and shaking hands, but they're all answering things like, yes, your stage is over here. You will play at 7 o'clock. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. But then at the end, I got emails that were like, we loved it. It was so nice. Oh, you should come back. And I thought, oh, okay, that's not the vibe I got at all. But that was the first time where, you know, I came back and told friends here in Munich about traveling there and going to a show there. They were like, oh, Görlitz. That's pretty east, brother. And then eventually over the next few years, I played more shows in like Dresden and Leipzig and like that area. And I realized like, oh, that's just the kind of like, that's the energy, you know? But it's so funny, man. Is anybody in the live here from like north of Berlin? Or are most people here like from Bavaria? I mean, or living there now at least? I mean, obviously the places we just looked at are not in Bavaria, but I'm just curious. Like, we've had a few people from the Leipzig area, but I'm curious if we have people in the chat above that. Let's see here. Rothenburg ob die Tauba. I hate to butcher it, but let me see. Rothenburg ob die Tauba. Let's see here. Let's see where that is. Ah, between Stuttgart and Nuremberg. I've never been there. I mean, to be honest with you guys, if you aren't going to name a major city, I probably haven't been there. But it doesn't mean I don't want to. It just means I haven't had the opportunity. Rothenburg ob die Tauba. What an interesting name for a town, huh? It sounds like the name of a poem from like 1887. Esslingen, Tübingen. I know Ingolstadt. I've been to Ingolstadt. Augsburg, I've been there. Ulm, I've been there. Stuttgart. Sidra, how did you perfect the German accent? I guess it depends in what context you mean for that, because do you specifically mean like when I am speaking English? Because I think I got pretty lucky with that. I think I got pretty lucky in just like, first off, having like a musician's ear, you know, working with musicians back in college who were really helping train me on how to replicate something I would hear. And because I had improvisational theater background as well, like doing comedy, had improv troupes, acting on stage, acting on screen. So I had a bit of like not for every accent. It's not like a perfect thing for everything. There's people who are unbelievable at that stuff. But I had a bit of a quicker access to this part of my brain to try or to, you know, scoop up accents or to scoop up little, you know, behaviors, to scoop up little mannerisms that I, for whatever reason, found interesting. So when it came to doing this German accent in English, I've talked about it on interviews with like Süddeutsche Zeitung or with Bayerischer Rundfunk or something, but the German guy that I do is basically the mentality, like the thought process of one German person that I know, and the accent, like the actual way that I talk, is a second German person that I know. So it's two people that I really know, how one thinks and how one sounds, and together they make Johannes, which is kind of, you know, the guy that I do. So I got very lucky in having these backgrounds with improv and theater and music, and then meeting the right person at the right time, and it just sort of sticking with me like, oh, how they talk sounds so German, and you know, like that's a real person. So I'm not mocking, I'm not overemphasizing something. That's how they really sound. So if I just do that, you know, it kind of works. And I don't know. It just made sense to keep doing it. Thank you very much, guys, for the follow. Thank you for the roses. You don't have to do that, but thank you very much. That's really, I really appreciate that a lot. Let's see here. Hello from Freiburg. I think I've been there before. Let me see if I've been there before. Sidra. Whoa, I think my phone is ringing. Oopsie daisy, my phone was ringing. Sorry about that. Let me just send a message really quick. Sorry about that. Let's see here. Sidra, that's very nice of you to say. I really appreciate that. Let me check out Freiburg really quick. Im Breisgau. Oh, yeah, of course. Right at the tail end, like right there on the cusp of France. Right. Is there a different Freiburg? Maybe that's exactly the one that I'm thinking of. I feel like I've definitely been there before. There's just some names that I know that I've been there. Like even on, like right now in this moment, I can see Freiburg, which I think I've been there, Mannheim, Tübingen, Ulm, Augsburg, Munich, Rosenheim, Kempten, Konstanz, Zurich, Basel, Würzburg. Like basically when you zoom out of a map and it shows like the general more major cities, you can kind of like get an idea of, you know, more the slightly more populated areas, and then you can go, oh, I've been there, you know. If you've been there. Bren, best app to learn German is TikTok? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You think so, really? Or did I miss you mentioning a different app? Hello from Mannheim. Hello. User 7947202298174. Angel, I've been to Munich and Rothenburg, but she is from Berlin. One of my all-time favorite early successful videos that I did, I think was it last November? Maybe even by now it was like almost 2 years ago. But it was a very spontaneous video that I made on the street, just kind of randomly. I don't know why or how it came to my mind, but I realized that I had spoken to very different, a group of Germans, and all of them had said the name of the city, Berlin, when they spoke German to each other. They would say Berlin, you know, Berlin. It's like da-da, da-da. And when they would speak English to me or to someone else, they would say Berlin, da-da, da-da. And I noticed that they had a complete rhythmic difference. And it was interesting because I was saying Berlin, da-da. But they would talk to me and go Berlin, da-da. And it's just like interesting that they would even, why would they choose to switch that? Why, it's such an interesting like subconscious switch. And I don't know why, I guess I heard it one day on the street and it just struck me as like a funny video idea. And it was one of my favorite early successful videos of just going down the street and like the concept was like Germans talking to each other and they say like, oh, where are you living now? And they say, oh, I'm living in Berlin. Oh, you're in Berlin? Yeah, I'm in Berlin. And then they switched to speaking English and it was like, oh, where are you now? I'm in Berlin. You're in Berlin? Yeah, I'm in Berlin. Well, and I just like hyper emphasized, like I kept spelling it crazier and crazier and like hyper exploding the emphasis on it. And I found it very funny for me. And so I feel very lucky that it worked as a good video, because you never know when something I find funny, it's a gamble if people are going to like it, you know? Yeah, exactly. So the Berlin. Berlin. Let's see here. Have you done a TikTok about German saunas? That was a shock for me, who's Brazilian. You know, have I done? I feel like I must have done at least one video about German saunas by now. If so, it was pretty early on. Maybe it's time to do a new one, because I have had such a roller coaster of experiences going to German saunas, especially as somebody who's not like 1000% confident in their body image. And as an American who, you know, is not used to going to a public location and just getting, you know, in your birthday suit from top to bottom, like just as bare as the day you came into the earth, you know, I feel like there's a lot of good stuff to do there and potentially some things that haven't yet been said. Because also, not a problem, but a roadblock I run into these days as a content creator is every day there is somebody new who starts making content about living in Germany as a non-German. And there's only, you know, there's only so many kind of culture shock things you can discuss, but the whole point is like how you discuss them. And I always try to approach these things from an angle where you feel like you know me, where you feel like you see it as like the Jordan Prince way. And, you know, sometimes that's why it's harder for me to produce videos like every single day. Like I do post 7 days a week, but there are some days that are harder than others because I think, well, you know, I haven't been out of my house in a few days and I haven't seen something that, you know, triggered me into making a fresh video about like a topic that other people have talked about. So I don't want to regurgitate an idea that I've already seen. But saunas, of course, people have covered it. But I do think something like that, that maybe I haven't talked about before, I think there's a good opportunity to do it in my way, for better or worse. If people like that video or not, I think it's good to try and just approach it from your own angle. But that is something that is a bit of a struggle, I think, these days. Especially from the pandemic, but like mostly since like 2022. There are so many more, and Germans included. Like, there are Germans popping up on my FYP, like, as recent as 2 weeks ago, who just started doing content, and they're kind of, you can see them, like, legitimately copying stuff that Liam Karps does, or Uyen, or Laura Ramoso, or Bite Size German, or Hannah Teslin, or myself. Like, you can legitimately see Germans even popping up, speaking in English, hyper-emphasizing their accent, and pretty much just, like, right out of the gate copying ideas that made our videos viral. And that's why it's so important to try and make sure that you do things, like, in a different way. Very long answer to have I talked about saunas. Sorry. I think I should. I think you're right, and I think I should. Thanks for sharing the live, guys. I think a funny idea would be Germans from different cities being in the States for the first time. You know, that's a really good idea, and I think I didn't do exactly that idea, but last March or something, was the first time that I started putting my German character, the first time that I really like designed him for sketches, and I put him in a few very specifically American scenarios. And those did really well. So every time that I go back to the States to visit, I always try to put my German guy in very American situations. And it's even more rewarding when you can actually go to the thing and not just take like a background photo from Google. So I tried to do that, but I remember one of the first really big videos I did was taking my German person and having them drive in an American car in the States, and they just couldn't fathom that they didn't know what winter tires versus summer tires were, or, you know, they couldn't understand I don't know, like the difference in these rules, and that one did really well. So maybe I should just try and like kind of bring these things back and see if I can do them in a fresh way from a fresh angle. Yeah, exactly, Zoe. Yeah. I mean, there's a few of those. Like last year I did a bunch of those in a row, and then I came back here and basically was putting like my German guy in slightly different German positions. But it's always fun when you can put a culture clash angle on something and put, you know, your German guy in a strange new position. And with the saunas especially, it'd be funny if you had like a very physically uncomfortable German who was like, but this is what I must do, you know? Or that's where he shines. He's really uncomfortable in normal social gatherings, but then he goes to the sauna and he's like, this is where I can totally be myself. This is where I don't care what anyone thinks about me. This is where I can breathe from my genitals. The dampbad making my sweat drop between my legs is exactly what I always thought freedom would feel like. That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I love it. Oh, sorry. A little alarm just went off. I'm going to just answer one or two more, and then I'm going to wrap this up. Erica says, how long are you already in USA? I am from the USA, but I live in Munich. Zoe, I don't know if anyone's ever asked you yet, but what are some of your culture shocks when you came here? I mean, that's basically kind of what the general sort of, that's kind of what the majority of my videos are even, you know, about. Like, let me think. I mean, it's funny now that I've been here so long and I've covered those topics a lot, it's sometimes hard to rethink of them from a fresh angle, and it's good to be asked about that. I mean, you know, like realizing pretty early on that, you know, Hochdeutsch isn't really the kind of German that you experience when you first move to Germany and you start learning the language and you study it in the classrooms and the textbooks. And you take the classes and stuff, and it's not what you get. You get like Servus, Alter, Moin, Digga. Like you get these kind of like slang dialects. Every region has their own dialect, and you kind of have to deal with it and face it head on. And you don't know if a person has a speech impediment or if that's just like their slang. And then you learn that's Bavarian dialect, and then there's Allgäu dialect, and then there's like Frankish and Schwäbisch, and everything just kind of hits you like a steam train. You just don't understand that that's going to be what you're going to have to deal with. And, you know, then small things like shopping carts require, you know, a coin, and then you get used to it and you're like, yeah, of course, this makes sure that I don't steal it. So why not? You know, when there's a very, very empty street and the crosswalk is red, you better damn well not cross that street, because then you're going to be hated by everybody and you're going to get a lot of guilty looks, especially. And I mean, I understand not doing it in front of kids. I think that's the right idea. But if there's no kids, you're still going to get the looks from people like, hey, what are you doing? You're going to go to hell, you know? There's just a lot of, you know, summer tires, winter tires, crossing the red lights, the bakery culture, the dialects, Sprudelwasser, like these cultural differences. Some have been more shocking than others, but definitely just adjusting. Very, very, very small things, like me as an American adjusting to living in a world that does not have air conditioning. Seems easy now. Wasn't so easy my first summer in Germany. I was like, is this gonna work out for me? is this what I'm resorting to? I have lost so much weight because I'm dying. I was so skinny those first couple of years. Now I've adjusted. Now the bakery has outweighed the AC sweat. And I'm gonna end with this one. What are the tips for mastering or learning German faster? I am new in Germany. Dude, it's like, I don't know that I'm the right person to ask that. I am not a master by any means in German. I had to accomplish getting my B1 level certificate for my visa, but it does not mean that I am by any means fluent. I think, and unfortunately, it's usually the simplest answers for things like this, like Occam's razor, right? It's immersion. I mean, sure, you can take classes. I can recommend schools. There's always, you know, I have a contract with this company, Lingoda, which I do genuinely think is a good online language school, and I do sign up for them. Like I have taken a lot of courses from them, and then the contract thing came, you know, years later after I finally built an audience. But you could take classes, you can read books, you can listen to children's German songs, you can listen, you know, you can read, you know, whatever. You can commit yourself to a lot of stuff by yourself, sure. And if you're motivated, you should do all those things. But immersion is going to be the really, like, that's it. When you feel that you're against a wall and the only way you're going to get out of that corner is by speaking German, you're really, that's going to help you. That's really going to help you. Guys, I'm going to wrap up the live here. I want to say thank you so much for being here. You guys have been a really great chat. You've been a lot of fun. Thank you for hanging out and chatting. I'm going to try and do a few of these more often. I've had a lot of fun, and you're all really sweet, and I wish you all the best of luck, and thank you so much for supporting my channel. Talk to you all again really soon. All right. Bye-bye. Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.